And we have special guest Elaine Paul from Power Talk Speakwell in the studio. Welcome back, Elaine.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks a lot.
That was your request there, Elvis Presley, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes, I hope you enjoyed that one
It's my genre.
It's your genre. Your mind's just a little bit, a few decades ahead. Right, so we have Elaine, who has been talking about Power Talk Speakwell, a club that coaches effective speaking, and she has been talking about her journey to date. So we are now going to talk a bit more about impromptu speaking. That can be a bit of a terrifying thing for people, can't it?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, so what? When is it a good time to be able to think on your feet?
I think there's a lot of situations in life where we have to think on our feet. I was just thinking, even when you make a phone call to somebody, you don't know whether you're going to get the person you want to speak to or whether you're going to get an answer phone or something like that, and you've then got to think in your head, what do I need to say?
Do you mean you might have a script in your head?
Yeah.
And you get the voicemail or answer phone and it totally throws you?
Yeah, that's right. Yes. You really don't know until you speak to the person what you're going to say. And if it's something, a business thing or somebody you don't know, then you've got to also be thinking, well, how am I going to put my case or whatever it is that you're trying to do to that person? You've got to almost come up with a script before you start. So,
you mean a script in your head as opposed to writing a novel or something?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I don't think you want to go with a novel, no.
No, no. Yes, that's a classic example of when you would utilise impromptu speaking. Can you think of any other instances for our listeners where it would be something to enhance?
Interviews, job interviews, which is something that people are going through at the moment, is going to be a big one.
Absolutely.
People who haven't done a job interview for a very long time. Okay, the subject of the interview is easy. It's you. So you know the subject, you know inside out what you're talking about, but they could come up with a question that you haven't thought about, or something that you have to think on your feet about. Give me a position. Give me something you did in a position that you held 3 years ago. Well, help. I can't remember 3 minutes ago, let alone 3 years ago. Wow. So that's the good sort of thing. Or there's other things, staff meetings, if you're in a, where your boss says, oh, what do you think about that? And all of a sudden you've got to say something.
Intelligent.
Yeah. Well, maybe. Or there's public forums, if you go to a council meeting or something like that, if you've got a passionate thought about something that you want to get changed, then you've got to think on your feet. And there's also being interviewed on radio and television.
Well, indeed.
If you're ever going to do this, you've got to think on your feet.
Exactly. So, Elaine, what are some tips to enhance the skill for people who think, crumbs, I need help with this? How can I improve this potential skill?
Yeah, it's not something you can practice right down to the last minute of it, but it's something you can think about when you think about subjects that you might hear on the radio or television or something. Think about what you would say to that question. Or there's a friend of ours that at Speakwell who says that when he is going to a meeting and he knows that there could be an impromptu speech, he thinks about the theme and tries to think of his impromptu speech even beforehand.
Right.
So it's practicing, anticipating, research. If you're going for a job interview, for example, then you need to might need to research the companies you've worked for or research the company you're going to be working for. It's something you need to anticipate, and the likely questions that they might ask you.
So, Elaine, impromptu isn't really that impromptu after all.